Hey, Prep Rally. Welcome to a special episode today. We have Sanaya Coachman from Harbor in the building. Thanks for being here.
Yes, it's an honor.
Girl, we're excited to have you in, and we're going to have some fun today.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to start off with the obvious answer in the room, but you guys are headed to state.
Yes.
How do you feel?
I'm so excited. You know, it's a really, like, honored thing to do, especially with Coach Jenkins, you know, mm-hmm. taking us to state. It's just so, like, exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you personally feel about it? Girl, you were balling out in this tournament.
I feel like the same way as my teammates. last year I went to it. But we lost. It was another team. But it was really overstimulating. Like, it was bright lights everywhere. All the attention's on you because, mm-hmm. like, there's no, like, multiple games that are happening elsewise. It's just all on one court. Yeah. So yeah, I just feel like really excited, and mm-hmm. I want to go win it. So
it's kind of like y'all's own March Madness,
yeah.
in a way.
Yeah. It feels that way.
I didn't watch y'all's. Like, we were covering the 5A state, mm-hmm. But that one was even crazy because it's just like I can't even imagine the emotions that you feel, yes. during that type of game, because, like, for some of these, like, seniors, you're a junior, mm-hmm. so you get another year to experience,
yeah.
this, but for a lot of the seniors, like, this is their last time playing,
yeah.
and it's just like, I don't know, like, yeah, yeah. I understand, like, the pressure of it.
Yeah, and that's who we're doing it for. We're doing it for our seniors. We're doing it for Coach Jenkins. We're doing it for, you know, our fans and stuff. Mm-hmm. We're setting records. It's really good, like, that it's happening, and
yeah,
I'm really excited.
You guys are kind of the talk of the town at Harbor High School. I mean, you guys are dominating basketball, but you're dominating girls basketball.
Yeah.
Like, what's kind of the atmosphere at school like?
You know, just teachers, you know, coming up to us. Yeah. good job.
Do they just, like, stop you in the hallway and they're just like,
yeah,
hey.
good job. And then it's funny you say that, because this morning I was in AP World, and mm-hmm. and Coach Day, my teacher, he was like, I thought he was going to say something, like, important because we had a test. And he was like, give it up for Sanaya Coachman. And then everyone just started clapping. I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Do you feel like a cringe when that happens? Or are you like, oh, this is kind of cool?
No, because I was feeling both. Because, like, I was looking at my paper. I was not like expecting that at all.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, give it up for Sanaya Coachman. I looked up really fast and they just all started clapping. I was like, thank you.
What was your initial reaction? Like, oh, Coach, no, stop.
No, yeah, I was like that. I don't really like being center of attention.
Does it feel like a parent whenever they say that? Or, like, is it more cringe whenever, like, a teacher is like, oh my gosh, good job, versus, like,
yes.
a student?
Yes, because a student doesn't, like, just, like, put you in on the spot. Like, a teacher is just like, guys, like, give it up for it. Like, yeah, no.
That's just that boomer generation,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
or that
yeah.
millennial generation.
Yes. And I'm like an introvert, so it's kind of like.
Because I feel like with Gen Z and just Gen Alpha, I think you're a part of Gen Alpha.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
they don't even say it out loud. They just text you, hey, good job.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
it's like, I got to check my DMs. And then, like, the other stuff is like, great job in front of everyone.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's still exciting, though.
Yeah, it is. It's truly a blessing.
Even if it is super random during the middle of the day.
It was like at 8 in the morning, too, so I'm like, oh, Lord.
Was half the class even awake for that?
No. They looked up surprised as I was. Like, I was just like.
They were like, teach, I was napping. What
yeah.
were you saying? Oh, hey, girl,
oh,
good
yeah.
job.
Good job. Like,
that's so fun, though.
Yeah.
I hope that keeps happening, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's so cool to see, like, that kind of support, though.
Mm-hmm. It is. I also got some, like, recognition from my math teacher. Like, she told me good job. So.
Oh, wow. I feel like when it's coming from those harder curriculums,
yeah,
like, that's
like,
that's an honor.
It's a big thing.
Yeah. I'm like, when it's coming from, like, my, like, art teacher, no offense, but it's just not as deep as when your math teacher, who's always like,
Yeah, yeah.
Like, says, good job. You're like, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, your English teacher or something. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah.
More intense stuff. But, so, this is the first time that Harbor girls are going to state. Which is crazy, which I also feel like is, you know, reasonable for the recognition this morning, too, yes. Because it's the first time y'all are going to state. And so what does it mean to kind of be a part of that culture change of, like, you're a part of that first team going to state?
Yeah, it means a lot to us. It means a lot to Coach Jenkins. Speaking of, she, like, been in this program for so long. Us being the first team to go to state is, like, you know, like, all the attention's on us because, like, you know, people that been played on Harbor, it's just like, you know, hey, we did this. Like,
yeah.
we got to stay and stuff. And, like,
because, girl, you're that team at Harbor, like, out of every sport. Yeah. You guys are that dominant team.
Yeah. And, like, out of everyone, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Kind of like a confidence booster too, because even out of the guy sports too, it's like you guys are the ones dominating at your school.
Yes. The guys also, they won a conference championship.
Yeah. I was so, you know, I'm just gonna say it on the podcast. I was low key kind of disappointed because Sammy and I and coach, like, we made a deal that, like, if they made it to state, like, they would do a karaoke session for us. They would sing for us. We'll try to get them to do it anyways.
Yes, I've seen in the beginning of the year, I saw Sammy.
Did you see that?
Yes, I seen that. It was really funny.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if you saw our media days, but they were. I mean, you also were singing.
Yeah. Let's not pull that up.
Pull it up. It was great. But, I mean, it was interesting on both teams, but I would say out of everybody from girls and boys on Harbor, Sammy did the best.
Yeah.
I'm just going to roast them right now.
He was the only one singing, too, and we were hyping him up in the background.
So. Yeah, well, he was one of our best male vocals of the day because he actually attempted to sing. Like, and then there was Jabari in the middle, and he's
just like...
Well, and you know what's crazy is Jabari was even the one who was just like, oh, we're doing this song. Like, he was getting everyone hyped. And then he goes out there and I'm like, did this guy just get stage fright? Or like,
yeah.
So that happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, girl. So undefeated so far. Mm-hmm. Like, just for you as an athlete personally, I mean, what does that mean to be undefeated? Like, how did.
It was a goal. And we carried that goal to the end. We stay locked in and we really just, I know I don't like to lose. So, it's a big goal for us. Not trying to be cocky, but not a surprising goal. We're trying to win state.
Yeah.
We're trying to be that first team to win state.
I don't think it's cocky, girl. I think, like, when you know the talent that's around you, I think it's, you know, very humbling to say we have a great team and our chances are great. So it's not surprising that you're here right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with North Little Rock being also undefeated, team, I feel like that's going to be a good game, and that was kind of my prediction for the state that we were going to go up against them. Yeah. I had no doubt in my team that we were not going to make it to state. So, like, I knew it was North Little Rock we were going to be up against.
I think it's a confidence thing. I don't think it's a cocky thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's good to have trust and confidence in the players around you, but I think that comes from, like, knowing how Coach Jenkins, like, pushes you all in practice. Like, I'm trying to remember the stuff that my coach used to say. cheer coach, not basketball coach, but it's just you are how you practice.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
So if you're not practicing well, then.
There is a word for that. You practice how you play.
And yeah.
It's real. Cause like, if you have a lot of chances to mess up in practice, but like in the games, it's not going to be as much as mess ups cause you mess so much in practice. So.
And I'm just going to say it too, but what I noticed, because we were kind of keeping tabs on the girls and guys 6A tournament, and oh my gosh, the girls tournament just looks so much more like competitive. Like, we were looking at all the teams on there, and it was just like, this is a harder battle than the guys. No disrespect to the guys, but like, y'all, the girls have stepped it up this year in the 6A. Yes. So I was just like, any one of these teams.
Yeah. And Conway, always been a good team. Their coach is really good.
Yeah.
They're really competitive. They lost a few players, but they had Trania. We couldn't stop her. That's why it was a close game. So really good player. Conway's really good. Don't get me wrong. The boys, North Little Rock versus Central game, it was crazy. Yeah. I've never been in an environment like that. And I was just really like, oh, my gosh. Like, you see parents just going after parents. And
really?
Like, yes. North Little Rock parents on this side.
Wait,
Central
spill the tea.
Side.
What did you hear?
Oh, my gosh. So let me tell you, there's these two guys, and they sit in the front row. I was sitting behind them. And he had, like, a belt, because, like, you know that BTA word, like, belt. Yeah, and Central won that game, and he had a belt, and he was just, like, smacking it on the railing. And, like, I seen this last year when the state tournament was at Springdale, and it was those same guys on the Central team just getting that belt. So I was like, ah!
That's more like a threat. What the crap? How security let that happen?
I was like, oh, but you know, it's done like Little Rock, so like, you know,
yeah,
different environment, different. We just do stuff different down here. So
yeah, personally, I'd like to see it always be played up here.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion.
Yeah,
because I think we have a really good arena down the streets. Yeah. If you know what I'm talking about, that it'd be nice if it was played there. Yeah. I think a lot of people would make the trip up for that.
Yeah,
if it was in Bud Walton, I feel like you know.
Yeah.
And then you get like U of A coaches to watch and things like that, and it just make it. I don't know. It just make it more of a state thing.
It's like, yeah, I feel like because there's like more seats and it won't be overcrowded and like, I feel like that would be a good idea.
Yeah. And I feel like also too, when you think about Arkansas, like our state, you think of the Razorbacks. So having the state tournament be at the place where the state basketball, you know?
Yeah. I feel like that would be really like fun.
Who knows? Shout out. Think about it, U of A. Arkansas. Think about it. Think about it. Well, girl, what inspired you to, like, play basketball and, like, kind of what drives you in this sport?
Well, what inspired me was kind of like when my brother, he played before me. He's younger than me, but he did play basketball before me. I did gymnastics at the time. But, like, I would go to, like, one of his trainings and stuff. I would pick up basketballs and stuff and, like, think about it. I'm like, should I do it? Like,
No.
I don't really know. But my dad kind of inspired me, too, on it. He put me in some, like, AAO games. Mm-hmm. And he saw that I was, like, fast and stuff. And he told my mom, he was like, watch, she's going to be really good one day. And then my mom didn't believe it because, like, she thought that I was just stuck on, like, gymnastics and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, but
well, girl, you would have been one tall gymnast.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what my dad said when he took me out of gymnastics in, like, sixth grade. I was, I was really tall in sixth grade. And he was like, you're just too long.
To be honest, I don't know how you would have done bars.
Yeah, I don't. I would just hit the
You know how when like girls like taller gymnasts.
Yeah.
And when I say taller gymnasts, I mean like my height. I'm 5'4". So
yeah.
That's what I mean by tall gymnasts. Yeah. So like whenever they go around the bar with the handstand, they always have to split their legs to do the split.
Yeah.
You would literally be like right here. Full middle split going around.
Just looking like a little spider, like on bars and stuff. Like yeah.
Well, girl, like, we know how you got, like, into basketball. Mm-hmm. But during all this craziness, too, you're just a junior. Mm-hmm. And we know you're getting recruited. So what has that kind of been, the process been like this past season?
Yeah, that process, it's normal to me now. My first recruitment was with Wichita State, which was, like, in eighth grade, I think. Eighth grade? Yeah, eighth grade. Dang. I got recruited by them. I was nervous out of my mind. Oh, my gosh. I never been on a call with a college coach. So, like, I obviously had my dad right next to me, you know. He was talking most of the time. I wasn't even, like, saying a word. I was saying yes or no answers. So, like, yeah, but when he, like, gave me that offer, I was like, wow, like, that's a whole college we're talking about, like,
yeah,
a free scholarship. But, yeah, that the recruitment is easier now. I get on the phone with college coaches by myself now. If they
oh, awesome, girl.
Me. They just call me whenever, send mm-hmm. a text out. But, yeah, it's easier now.
Well, and in the process, I mean, what is your list? Like, do you have a list on, like, what you're looking for in a program?
No, I don't really know what I want in a program yet until I visit. Because mm-hmm. I feel like I wouldn't really, like, know too much about the college if
yeah.
I
so
don't
I guess
visit.
You could say that's your list, too, is, like,
yeah.
you need to visit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Get the experience of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
Because, you know, one person can be a certain way on the phone, and then
yeah,
when you
yeah.
see them in person in their actual environment, like...
It's like, maybe I want something different, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So
how many visits have you done, and where, if I might ask?
I did 4 visits, I think. I went to OU, Wichita State, Arkansas, mm-hmm. obviously, and mm-hmm. then TCU.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all for now. I think I might start in April more a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's when the official visits start. Those
okay.
were unofficial visits that I took.
Do you get school time off for that?
Yeah, I can. That's kind of hard because, like, I'm trying to make these teachers understand that I'm pretty, like, busy. I have summer basketball, too.
If only you had a recording of what happened this morning with
yeah,
that one
I
teacher.
Know.
You could literally just, like, show it to your other teachers and be like, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Give
like,
me time off.
Please. But, yeah, I can't get that, like, summer excuse because, mm-hmm. like, she's not my coach. She can't do anything about it. So, like, I guess I'll just get counted absent, I guess.
Shoot, that sucks, bro.
It's all right, though. I'm used to it.
We hope you're enjoying our interview with Sanaya Coachman of Harbor. But first, before we get into our Prep Rally hot takes, here's a word from our sponsors. Southern Loft believes that your home should reflect your unique personality. That's why they offer a wide variety of stylish furniture pieces that are perfect for any taste. Whether you're looking for a new sofa for your living room or a sleek dining table for your kitchen, they have just what you need. So when you're looking for that piece of furniture that reflects you, visit Southern Loft at 3155 North College in Fayetteville or call at 479-856-6100. Take control of your pests with West. Whether it's termites, mosquitoes, bed bugs, weeds, or lawn disease, West has the experience serving Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma since 2003. Book your free consultation online today at westtermite.com. After all, West knows pests best. Okay, we're going to get into some hot takes. So okay. Think about it, marinate on them.
Oh, okay.
They're a little
cray
cray. Yeah. Me too. Okay. I'm ready when you are. When you are, Diana.
Go ahead.
Okay. Welcome back to Prep Rally. We are going to get into some hot takes.
Yay.
With Sanaya Coachman. I'm actually nervous to ask you these questions.
You're nervous. You already know.
Not all of them. But yeah, we're going to have some Prep Rally hot takes.
Okay.
Remember, just take your time.
Okay.
Okay? Just share your feelings. Okay. Share how you're feeling, okay?
Okay.
First one, level one, not bad. What's something you don't like about your sport?
Ooh, probably.
Girl, this is level one. Don't
the
say,
conditioning. Oh, my gosh. Good Lord, the conditioning. So, Coach Jenkins... During, like, not off-season, but when we were getting into season,
uh-huh.
we were running 17s, and me and Madison, we were just, like, we're just on the verge of crying because if oh. you know what 17s are, they're horrible.
Is it, like, pacer?
It's, no. You gotta, okay, so you're on the sideline,
mm-hmm.
and you get 1 minute and 5 seconds to do 17 touches. You gotta run as fast as you can. And you got to beat the time where you're going to do it again.
No. No.
So, yeah.
I'm such a diva, I'd sit out.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would personally make it on y'all's team.
And then we have something called Challenge Week.
Challenge Week.
Yeah. And it's just straight up conditioning for a whole week.
Like a field day for conditioning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also horrible. It's not like, it's kind of, it might be worse than 17. Lucky. Yeah. So.
Do you feel like it prepares you, I assume?
Yeah, yeah, because, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'd hope so.
You doing good over there?
Yeah. Gosh, I mean, I just do Pilates. I wouldn't. That's too much. I'm going to tell Coach Jenkins that, too.
Yeah.
Girl, that's too much. Okay, but this one I feel like is a little easier, but, you know, maybe controversial. I don't know.
Maybe.
So I can only name, like, five off the top of my head. But who is the best female basketball player in the world?
Paige Bueckers, hands down.
Okay, yeah, she was one of my ones that I was going to say.
Paige Bueckers, hands down. Nobody's better than her.
I'm just going to ask it. Who's the worst?
Ooh.
If we're thinking the same, I think.
Who's the worst?
Has the serial name.
Serial name?
Yeah, I think we're thinking the same person. Should we say it on the count of three?
I think we're thinking of
the same person. Okay, ready?
You're thinking of a cereal. Okay.
Okay. One, two, three. Angel Reese. I knew you were thinking the same one.
Oh my gosh, no. She's just. No shade, but I can't. I don't see where people are like finding her better than everyone else.
She's not. And I say this because. She just ain't humble. She's like, I'm so good.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see if she was like a humble player, I might say, okay.
Yeah, like, and she's like trying her best. But when you think of like Paige Bueckers and Caitlin Clark, like they're just like
ballers. Laid back, like humble.
Yeah.
And, like, I like players like that. I don't really like cockiness, you know?
Yeah, and coming from a girl basketball player too, like, I mean, you want to see like, you know, girls and women like represent your sport too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not fun when you have someone represent your sport and then they're like not the best. They don't treat it the best.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I know, because I was like, I think we are.
I had a hunch that we were going to say the same person.
Because, like, the first person that came up.
She's all over the internet. That's why I'm like, how does anyone not know about her?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I feel like more people know about, like, WNBA, mainly because of her.
Yeah.
Which sucks. Because I would say Caitlin Clark, but.
Caitlin Clark made the WNBA, like, more.
Yeah.
You know, popular.
Which I know that there's more ballers out there in WNBA, but like I said, when you have somebody representing your sport that's just like, I'm this, I'm that, but then they miss like a simple layup. It's like,
like,
it's like, girl, stop.
They're saying they should like lower the rims down we can start dunking, but I'm like,
y'all are ballers. It's just like, and like I said, it always takes one person to to be like,
I know.
Stop.
Yes. Like, oh my gosh. But
that's actually crazy, but
oh my gosh, what's the next one?
I feel like this one isn't bad. Okay. So you play with an iconic duo, McKinley and Madison.
Mm-hmm.
Do you also agree that this is an iconic duo to your sport?
Yeah.
That's not a confident yes, Sanaya.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah?
Okay, can I, like, tell you something, though?
Yeah.
I hate High School Musical.
Why? Sanaya, you need to defend yourself right now.
They just, sing the whole time, and I just...
Yeah, they're expressing their feelings.
Yeah, but, like, oh, my God, I can't.
It's an art form. It's basketball and art together.
Okay, but, like, it's not even a movie. You should just make it, like, a little, like...
You've never thought about
singing. What's The Greatest Showman?
Yeah.
What's it... Yeah, like, kind of like that. You just make it a musical.
You never thought about being on the court being like, I don't dance or get your head in the game?
No.
Oh. That's kind
of
sad.
Think about more of, like, Brent Faiyaz and...
Who? Yeah,
Brent Faiyaz.
I have no idea who that is.
Y'all know who Brent Faiyaz is?
No. Is that a singer?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it's a singer.
Oh, wow.
But you know who that is?
Yeah, this is my childhood. I was born way before you.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
Yeah. That's You're just... what, 17?
Yeah.
I'm 25.
25?
Oh, I am. How did you think I was? Or how?
Like 20.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
No, you do look young, though. Like, no lie. No lie.
Oh, thank you. Sunscreen girl.
25 is young, but like you're pushing 30 a little bit.
Kind of, but it's fine. It's fine, though. You're only as young as you feel, though, because I met some college girlies who were like, I feel like I'm 60. And I'm like, girl, I'm 5 years older than you.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, I'm breaking down.
Yeah.
So for me personally, you're as young as you feel because.
Yeah.
As long as you keep up with yourself, but.
Yeah.
Anyways. What fictional basketball player would you like to play in a movie?
Fictional?
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny? Why?
I don't know. I just like Bugs Bunny. Have you ever watched
Space Jam?
Yeah, Space Jam.
I was like, no, because to me, Space Jam is cringe. High School Musical, not.
So Space Jam is cringe, but High School Musical is not?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you should do a poll. Who likes? No, you should literally do a poll. High School Musical or Space Jam?
Comment below, Space Jam or High School Musical?
Because there's no way.
And when we say Space Jam, we're talking about the Michael Jordan Space Jam.
Yeah, Michael Jordan, not LeBron James.
Yeah, not LeBron James. That is not in this same category.
No.
Sorry, LeBron, but no.
My bad.
We can at least agree on that.
Yeah.
Ooh. This is like probably spicy level. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay. Answer truthfully.
Okay.
Okay. Every athlete likes to kind of dedicate their Instagram to being like a business, you know?
Yeah.
Like you post like your best plays and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But do you like enjoy having your Instagram be like that, or do you feel like there's pressure to it?
I don't really think there's pressure because I don't post anything I'm not supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't even be on Instagram like that. I'd be on TikTok more than anything because TikTok's just like an entertaining thing.
Do you secretly dance and you're just not telling us? So then how do you not like High School Musical?
Oh my gosh. That's not the same. It's not the same.
She's like, Sanaya's like, don't like High School Musical. Like, I don't dance, but secretly she does dance. You're
like,
literally.
We'll hit the renegade and stuff, but not like.
No, you're literally like Corbin Blue in the second movie where he's like, I don't dance. And he's literally dancing the whole time. That's you in this interview, no. But that's you on TikTok. Like, I don't dance, but you're like
TikTok's,
renegade.
TikTok's new gen, you know, like High School Musical is like millennials.
Hey, y'all got the freaking like Dora Plus when you were kids. We got the best childhood.
No, because low-key, yeah.
Yeah.
Not even gonna lie.
Yeah, like we had Hannah Montana, all the best stuff. And then y'all's stuff is like brain rot.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Okay, I don't do brain rot. That's kind of like stupid to me. I don't really like that.
Okay. Okay. There are so many photographers at the games. Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you ever untag yourself from a photo because you didn't like them?
Oh my gosh. No, cut the camera. Okay. So, I won't like untag myself, but like I will not repost the photos I look bad in.
Okay.
Like they'll have like pictures and I'll scroll and I was like, okay, I look good. And now, and like one picture is just like, ugh. Like it jump scared me. I'm like, so no, but like if I look good in other ones, I won't. But if like I did have an ugly picture, just like one picture, I would untag myself. Cause like, why are you doing me dirty?
Does this also go with collaborative posts?
Yeah.
You can just like wink at the camera for this next one, but
wait,
like
where's the camera?
I think this one's yours.
This one's mine.
But Give us like a wink if there has been like a certain like organization that you're just like, no, I don't want to collaborate with you.
Well, the only people I collaborate with is like the people I train with. And yeah. like they take a lot of pictures of me. So I just like click collaborate. Not a lot of people like want to collaborate with me. They just like
it's made like it sounds so sad. Sanaya.
No, I'm just kidding, but like
you're yeah. just like remember me. Yeah. Remember me, guys.
Yeah. So like, yeah.
Okay, I feel like we kind of answered this question earlier, but maybe you have another take because this is a little different. But what's the craziest thing you've heard from a student section at one of your games?
Like at me or just like?
Like at you.
At me.
Yeah, if ever, or just anything crazy. And if so, out the student section.
It's like nothing like too crazy, but nothing I never heard before.
Ah, nothing original.
Yeah, just like 23, you suck. Like, come on, do better. Come on. I know I don't suck, but like, come on, do better.
Girl, you're not in the 5A, but we covered the 5A tournament. Mm-hmm. Dang, that Farmington student section for like the girls game, that was crazy. Like they picked a target. And every time that target had the ball, the whole section without fail, boo.
Yeah.
Or like they would like get them. It was sad.
I heard like their student sections are actually like crazy.
Yeah. I'm not going to say the athlete out of respect for her, but there was one athlete that they really went after to where like after the game, she was crying. And I was like, whoa. Like I understand supporting the girls, but also like, at least for me, like, I'm a girl. Jeez, be
and
nice.
And that's what, like, you just got to ignore because, like, that's what they're trying to do. Especially if they're targeting you, that means, like, they're trying to get you out of your game because you're the best player.
Yeah. So, I mean, girls and guys are different, though. So, like, for me, I'm like, if they're doing that at the boys' game, fine, whatever. But, like, if I was a female playing basketball, like, at least for me, I'm sensitive. So I'd be like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, it would just be, like, hard because we're just wired different, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. I was like,
yeah, ooh. But they're going to do that. And if the administration won't do anything about it, then.
Yeah, they didn't. They were just like, it's a free for all, which I was like crazy because we covered Fayetteville a bit this year. And so their student section, somebody said one thing. They were like, you're out of here.
Yeah.
And it was just like by the numbers. Like it was just who could push the administration harder get kicked out. And I was like, okay. we remember like there was at one point. They got in trouble for saying stuff. So then for the rest of it, they were like, hey, basketball.
Yeah.
Yay.
But yeah, student section are just getting crazier and crazier by the day.
I know. Okay. These are probably the spiciest questions.
Okay.
Answer truthfully.
I am for now. I'm doing good.
Okay. Blue or purple?
Blue, obviously.
Why blue?
Well, purple is my favorite color, but y'all cannot do that to me. Like, okay, blue. Coach Jink is over there. Blue. Purple is my favorite color. It been my favorite color, though. No shade.
Yeah, purple is royalty.
Yeah. But blue.
Okay.
Blue.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, y'all being messy over here.
What? We're not being messy. You said your favorite color is purple and you like blue.
Yeah, yeah.
How is that messy?
No, it's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very good. Next question. Oh, my God. Wait, was that level one type spicy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. What's level two?
This is the spiciest question of all. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you a cat person or a dog person? It's a truth-wise, Naya.
Team-wise, cat person. I got two dogs at home, though.
Who said anything about teams?
But, like, I know where y'all are getting at, though, because, like, these are not normal questions.
No, no, no. I said if you were a cat person or a dog person, what does that have to do with teams?
I don't know. Y'all tell me.
You tell us, Sanaya.
I feel like I'm getting like... like, okay, okay, okay.
I quite like dogs.
I like dogs too.
Yeah. I much like dogs, and I'm more of a purple person. Like purple dogs.
Right.
Would you say you're more of a blue cat person?
No, I'm a blue dog person. I'm a blue dog person.
So you would say 50-50.
Yeah.
Okay. So you like both?
Yeah.
You like both?
Yeah.
You like blue and you like dogs?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Wow, you heard it here, folks. Blue dogs. That's a that would be an interesting new team matchup for sure.
All right.
Well,
the dogs and the purple cats.
Wow. So yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that was the spiciest question we had, but rated out of 10. Oh. She's like, oh, God bless.
6-7.
I was going I was actually going to ask you an in and out question, being like, is 6-7 in or out? So that was wonderful.
It's in, guys. It's in. 6-7.
Oh, you're so Gen Alpha. That's crazy. Huh?
Never mind. Never
what were you going to say? What were you going to say?
Do you watch a series of unfortunate events?
Unfortunate events, no.
Okay, because you asked that question on whether it's in or out.
And yeah.
Like, that's what that reminded me of.
Really?
Yeah, because I thought that that's what it was from.
Oh. But no.
You got to watch it, though.
Okay, bet.
It's on Netflix.
I will. I mean, I'm more of like on that millennial scale, so sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Sometimes TV be getting
you're
away
like
from
25.
Me. Yeah. Pushing 30, like you said. I can't remember what's on the TV these days. But at the same time, your brain can only remember 5 seconds.
Yeah. Something you saw. So, like, yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us on the show today, even
no
though it was
problem.
A bit spicy at times.
It was really spicy, but, like,
yeah,
you know.
Well, we hope you keep up the spice at State. And make sure to watch Shania Coachman and the Harbor Girl Wildcats at State. Girly, good luck, and thanks for being
Thank
here.
Thank you.